A new chapter is being written in Philadelphia's new music world. Orchestra 2001 is saying farewell to the man who founded it, giving the region a venue to experience contemporary and experimental music. This weekend, the group is also celebrating the birthday of noted local composer George Crumb. WHYY's Elizabeth Perez-Luna reports.
Composer George Crumb had so much trust in the Orchestra 2001's ability and talent to tackle his work that he wrote seven pieces of his American songbook for the group. Years before the orchestra was founded, he wrote the name of conductor Jim Freeman in the score for the composition Music for a Summer Evening. Freeman loved it from day one.
I remember getting the piece that we're playing in 1974 in the mail and looking at it for the first time, and my reaction was, oh my God, this is an incredible and also very difficult piece.
Freeman founded the orchestra at Swarthmore College in 1988 to create a forum for new music at a time when contemporary composers had few showcases. He likes to remind people that Mozart's masterpiece, Piano Concerto 271, was not born in a day, so to speak.
So it took him 270 pieces, including like 9 operas, 30 symphonies, I don't know how many string quartets, 25 string quartets, all sorts of other things, before he could write a piece that we say, oh, that's a great piece. Well, we've got to give new composers, today's composers, we can't give them 270 chances, but we got to give them as many chances as we can.
Celebrated pianist Gilbert Kalish, who has been playing on and off with Freeman for about 40 years, says it takes a lot of courage and risk-taking to do what Orchestra 2001 is doing.
As in today's music, you play music, you don't know what you're going to get. But if you don't do it, then it's not done. And then the fine, talented composers don't have a chance to be heard.
And Dave, I feel that your recorder, which is really nice, is too fast, though.
Kalish, who is in the faculty at Stony Brook University, is here to play one of Crumb's masterworks, not only to celebrate the composer's 85th birthday, but also to say farewell to the retiring Freeman. The maestro is starting a new orchestra after 27 years at Swarthmore. In this concert, they're playing the same piece they played together in 1974. And it hasn't gotten any simpler, Kalish says.
George writes for the piano as nobody else has ever written. The demands of playing inside the piano, it's almost as if he's invented another instrument, that the piano is double what it is, because we have to mute the piano, we have to get harmonics out of the piano, to strum the piano, we have to hit the piano.
Freeman says Crumb is also famous for handwriting his scores in unconventional formats.
Sometimes it's a circle, sometimes it's a cross, sometimes it's a peace sign, and the pianist really has to memorize the piece.
For Freeman, this last concert with Orchestra 2001 is a way of coming full circle with his deep friendship and collaboration with George Crumb, and with many other musicians he encouraged, premiered, and recorded. Next year, his new orchestra will be commissioning works and tackling Mozart's piano concertos. Jim Freeman says his years at Swarthmore have given him a new understanding for Mozart.
You know, I go through every new score, and I've done that more and more in my time with Orchestra 2001, very carefully singing through the viola part, knowing every part. And I never did that with Mozart before, because it's all there and it just sounds beautiful. But then when I started looking at the piano concertos, I started doing that with them too, and I thought, like Crumb in a way, every note that the guy is writing is magical and is thought out so carefully. And that's sort of what I'm into.
Orchestra 2001 performs Crumb at 85 tonight at Swarthmore College and Sunday at the Curtis Institute. Elizabeth Perez Luna, WHYY News.